Friday, February 5th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman. Making headlines. Cheryl Chwele, wife of State Security Minister Siyabonga Chwele, should not be granted bail because she is a flight risk, the state argued in the Pietermaritzburg High Court yesterday. It is overwhelmingly probable that she was in cahoots with a Nigerian man to use two white women as drug mules, the state said in papers filed with the court opposing bail. Prosecutors say that Chwele, accused of drug trafficking, is also likely to interfere with the investigation or trial. In her bail application papers, Chwele argues that she did not knowingly get involved in drug trafficking. The prosecutors said that if Chwele was released on bail, it would raise serious concerns that she was connected and untouchable. The World Bank's private sector lending arm is investing more than $2 billion in sub-Saharan Africa in the 2009-2010 fiscal year as investment opportunities improve. International Finance Corporation CEO Lars Tunnell said that the organization would grow over $2 billion in the June 2009-2010 year and was hoping to also mobilize more funds of up to about $2.5 billion. The IFC provides loans, equity, and advisory services in emerging markets and also looks to draw in investment from institutional investors and sovereign wealth funds. Tunnell said that political risk is becoming less of an issue for investors in Africa. However, he added that political risk cannot be discounted owing to availability of natural resources as well as corruption and nationalization. U.S. President Barack Obama yesterday denounced as odious a proposed anti-gay law in Uganda that has drawn international condemnation. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, Obama said that while Americans may disagree about gay marriage, surely can all agree that it is inconscionable to target gays and lesbians for who they are. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, speaking before Obama at the annual bipartisan gathering of religious and political leaders, also criticized the draft law being considered by Uganda's parliament. Clinton said that she recently called Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and expressed the strongest concerns about the proposed legislation. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay said last month that the draft law would breach international standards and proposes draconian punishments for people alleged to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered, namely life imprisonment or in some cases the death penalty. Also making headlines, Duduzani Zuma, son of South African President Jacob Zuma, says that the Zuma family is content with the polygamous arrangement of the household. Human Rights Watch accuses the Libyan government of blocking access to YouTube and opposition party websites. Democratic Alliance leader Helen Ziller says that culture is no excuse for infidelity, and the Constitutional Court heard yesterday that President Jacob Zuma has considered the 384 applications for presidential pardons by Inkatha Freedom Party members. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.